The 1,000-foot-long Paul Tregurtha ran into a rocky bottom around 3 o'clock this morning. Coast Guard senior investigator Rob Scott says she's stuck hard.
Yes, the bow was damaged upon initial impact with the rocky bottom on the west side of the channel. Subsequently, the stern swung around to the east, and now the vessel basically straddles across the span of the channel, grounded on both the bow and the stern.
Scott says the Tregurtha took on water, complicating efforts to refloat her.
And there was structural damage to the hull of the vessel in way of the bow. This is a double-bottom type vessel, and the structural damage was sustained to the what would amount to the first layer of skin of the vessel.
So she's not in danger of sinking?
No.
No injuries are reported and no pollution has been detected from the supercarrier. Coast Guard Petty Officer Levi Reed says it's hard to say how long the salvage operation will take.
We do have the experts out there, the salvage experts and also the Coast Guard, and the most important thing is that we do it safely.
The Tregurtha is blocking three ships downbound from Lake Superior with another on the way. Upbound traffic is getting through on the eastern channel. The Coast Guard may use that for the downbound vessels too. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.